Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He's behind this thing and has been power restored. There's gasoline available. Help is on the way. And I know if you're one of the ones, unfortunately, stuck without any of the necessities, we sympathize with you and try to get you through it. Keep up the great attitude. All right, we get local officials on for you. We also get statewide officials on for you, and on occasion, national. We have Mike Steele, who is the communications director for GOSEP, joining us now to kind of give us an overview on what Louisiana looks like. And, Mike, it's been a while. I think the last storm since we talked. But if you would kind of give us an overview what people in Louisiana are faced with as we head into what normally would be a very celebratory Labor Day weekend.
So, you know, I think you hit on a good point. You know, we're only 6 days out, you know, from this event. And so the fact that so much progress has been made, I think, is good news. You know, it's still you don't want to celebrate too much because there's still people hurting out there. You know, there's still a lot of people without power, a lot of people trying to get their supplies, get their lives picked back up. But I think for the most part, as far as the programs and the support being rolled in and everything, I think there's been a lot of movement to kind of get us moving in that right direction. It's unfortunate that, you know, the recovery part takes so long. And you know, there's a lot of steps to it, you know, for many families and many households and everything. But, you know, we're going to try and make that go as smoothly as possible. You know, it seems like yesterday the visit with the president and the Paris leaders and everything, that, you know, it seems all that went really well. You know, it's good for the president to have eyes on what people are doing down here and hear those reports from the parishes themselves to kind of give him a good idea of what we're facing. And so, you know, again, I think everything that can be done is being done. It's just a matter of, you know, taking the time to get it all in place.
Mike, what would you say is some of the biggest challenges that we're facing now as we're going to head into week two following Hurricane Ida?
Well, hopefully, you know, as we start to get the power restored and we start to get the gas shortage issues kind of resolved, it seems like there's a lot of optimism that over the next few days there will be a lot of progress towards those things. Those seem to be the things that are causing people the most, you know, harm and headache at the moment. So, you know, from what we're hearing, the refineries are kind of ramping back up, so we should start to see that situation improve. And then with the electrical grid and the numbers that we're seeing on there, there's definitely been improvement. I'm still without power, you know, in my portion of Livingston Parish, but I know a lot of other parts of the parish are back online. And as I drive through East Baton Rouge, you know, you're seeing that progress day by day. But I think those two factors are going to be, you know, difficult to work through, and hopefully we'll see them come to an end soon.
Mike, were you privy to the meeting with the president? Were you in on any of those sessions with the leaders, parish leaders and state leaders?
No, I was down there, and I talked to a couple of the parish presidents after the meeting, but no, I wasn't actually in the meeting.
Well, the ones I've talked to seem to be encouraged by the visit, that they thought that impression was made. The president saw what he needed to see and taking that back, and feel pretty confident that we're going to be getting some assistance here, badly needed too, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And one good thing for us is, you know, working with FEMA Region 6, you know, because of how often, you know, we're facing emergencies here in Louisiana, they, you know, we have a really strong relationship with them, and that's who we deal with more directly. They're the ones that are kind of on the ground even before the storm hits as they see something roll in. And so they've kind of been here already because we have so many recovery issues, you know, going back to Laura and some of the COVID issues that we've been dealing with, but they brought extra teams in, you know, to help with this event before the storm even made landfall. And another thing is they've talked about opening up the process on some of the things that caused people roadblocks in the past, like some of the, you know, issues with ownership of a house. If a house was maybe passed down from generation to generation, but all the paperwork wasn't done, you know, properly to show who actually owns a house at this point, they've talked about removing some of those roadblocks to get those families assistance. You know, in the past, they would have to go through maybe multiple legal steps to try and prove, you know, the ownership issues and that type thing. And they've kind of softened up some of the rules on those type things. So they're ready to adjust to help us out. It's just, you know, a matter of, you know, when you see those types of issues pop up, kind of working through that process.
We're talking with Mike Steele, the communications director for GOSEP here in Louisiana. Mike, if you would, can you tell us about some of the coastal communities down there? Those were the hardest hit. Would you say we're completely out of a rescue situation at this point, and now we're beginning to do the assessment before the actual restoration takes place? Where are we sitting? At what stage would you say in most of Louisiana?
So that's kind of the feeling I get on most of I sit on a lot of parish calls in the mornings. We should have one coming up shortly. And so when you talk to them, it sounds like most of those secondary searches and those type things are over with. And most of the, you know, initial searches where you had people calling 911 or maybe reaching out on social media and just doing whatever they could to get in touch with, you know, those seem to kind of ramp down after day one because there was just a mass, you know, movement of search and rescue teams into those areas like Laplace and some of the other ones. But that's the feeling I get. You know, you have to transition from the emergency phase into recovery a lot of times. But what's kind of slowing this initial recovery down is we're still dealing with issues, you know, with hospitals and with power and with gas shortages. And, you know, we have to help them get through that. You know, they can't really focus on recovery until we get some of those things resolved at the local level.
And Mike, what would be some of the bright spots we've seen from this, some of the pleasant surprises? I would say many of these levee systems that were pretty much, for the most part, untested, went through a pretty severe test and came out pretty well. I think the coordination among the parishes and the state and the federal government and the cooperation, yeah, it's, you know, I had someone when we said we're only 6 days through this, they sent me a text with a question mark. What do you mean, only? You know, and look, right, for somebody right. who did a camping trip for 21 days after Katrina, there's been an awful lot of quick progress following this storm, which is very devastating. I would say, with the exception of the levees break in New Orleans, every bit as destructive as Katrina was.
Well, I heard somebody say this yesterday, and I believe it was on WWL. They were talking about, you know, they were here for Katrina and they were here for this event. Like, Katrina was devastating, like you said, because of the levees and all the other issues. But I believe this person lived on the North Shore, and they said, you know, Katrina was a thunderstorm compared to what we got with this event, because this one, I mean, this was all the wind and everything for all of us. So I think there's some truth to that, you know, when you look at things in the big picture, the coordination has been what I think has helped out the most. You know, I was a news reporter covering Katrina for about a month until Rita hit. And I remember there were just, you know, there was a mass of first responders and other teams kind of flooding into New Orleans. But everybody was just going to New Orleans, and nobody knew exactly who to coordinate with and who to team up with. And then they didn't know the other areas that were being impacted. Well, now we have so many, you know, steps in place where when these teams come in, they're deployed to those areas that need the help the most, and you don't see just that confusion on the front end. And I think that goes a long way, you know, on how far we've come in the past, you know, two decades or so.
Yeah, it seems like we get better at this every time, but hopefully we don't get too good at it, because that'll mean we got too many of them to practice on.
That's right. And, you know, that's important to note that the governor talks about this all the time. We're still in the heart of hurricane season, and there's other, you know, things we need to keep an eye on. So even while we're trying to, you know, pick up everything with this event, we need to keep, you know, stay informed and make sure we're aware of any other potential threat out there.
Mike, any final words before we wrap up here?
That's it. We have a lot of information. If you go to getagameplan.org, we're trying to consolidate a lot of our IDA information there. FEMA has done a really good job of putting out some fact sheets and some other products that kind of explain all of their programs that are available right now. And the Blue Roof program, that worked out, you know, great in Southwest Louisiana for many people. So if you maybe put a tarp up, but it was, you know, you kind of had to do it in a hurry and you're not sure if it's properly done, you know, sign up for that Blue Roof program through the Army Corps of Engineers and take advantage of that program while the help's out there.
What a great idea to consolidate that. Yeah, I was going to say to consolidate all that information on one website. There's so much information people are looking for and hungry to get. Give that website out again.
It's getagameplan.org. There's a Hurricane Ida tab you can click on, and we're trying to put a lot of the important information out. If I could mention generator safety, too, I know a lot of people are probably tired of hearing that. But
can't mention that enough.
Yeah, it's so discouraging, you know, to hear about people, you know, dying and getting hurt, you know, because of generator not using a generator properly. So we're asking people to really, really pay attention and look out for your neighbors and your family members if they're using generators still, and make sure they're using them right.
Absolutely. Mike, again, thank you for being with us. And whenever you can, just give us your updates and reports. We'll be looking forward to the next one from you folks at GOSEP.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. Mike Steele, Communications Director for GOSEP. All right, I'm getting a lot of people, I guess, they're getting up, moving around, and starting to be in need of supplies. They want to know where some of these pods location. Pods standing for points of distribution. I'll kind of run.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.